Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review. Now, my schedule is going to be a little hectic over the next couple of weeks, so I'm not quite sure what my recording schedule is going to be, but I still plan on getting this content out, so just bear with me if I'm not up on my normal couple of movies a week. But anyway, today we have the number two trending movie on Netflix called Black Crab. It's a Swedish movie listed as a sci-fi action adventure. While I don't know any of the names, I watch so many foreign movies, I'm starting to recognize these faces now. So at some point, I'm going to have some names for you, but right now, I got nothing. So what is this one about? Well, we start out in this tunnel with Ida and her daughter, and they're in the car. And then they hear these sounds of gunfire in the distance, and then these soldiers appear, and they're shooting people, and they hide in the back seat, and then things go black. Then we get this time jump, and apparently there's been this war going on, and Ida's right in the middle of it, and she's a soldier now, traveling by train, and she stops. The train stops, and she's told to get off, and they told her orders changed. So she gets this escort who proves to be a problem. Spoiler free, won't get into that. But we get to see how she handles herself. She gets out of that situation and drives herself to the base, where she finds she is not the only one that's been recruited for this side mission. The commander advised they are losing the war, and they have this one last ditch plan to end things. They have to travel behind enemy lines and deliver these two mysterious packages to another base. Now, if that wasn't hard enough, their main mode of transportation is going to be skating across the mostly frozen ocean. And that's where I'm going to stop. From there, we get the ups and downs of the mission, as well as finding out what's in those packages, and a twist on whether the mission should be completed at all. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 46% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 38%, so they're not too far off. But what did I think? First, let's get to these positives. Now, I think the setup was pretty interesting. Plenty of point A to point B scenarios have been done before, but not too many that I know of anyway were centered around with the ability to ice skate and set on, you know, the ocean. And it really didn't feel like a gimmick either. I bought into the idea that this is the only way that they could get the job done. The landscape is barren and desolate, which, you know, fits the, you know, this setting perfectly. I'm going to put the action here as a positive, but it's nothing special. I mean, it's not all that original or exciting, but it gets the job done. And I did appreciate how they went with a bit of a twist early with her escort, and then later with how the mission played out. There are some nice visuals along the way, spoiler free, but I especially like this one shot with some people in the ice. But the ending, and that's where I have to address these negatives. This kind of felt like two different movies. It felt like the first 90 minutes was completing the mission, and that was one movie. And then there was this last 20 minutes that was like a short. And the first 90, which was nothing special, like I said, but it worked just fine. And then they tacked on this last twist, which again would have been fine had they just stopped there, but they decided to continue for another 20 minutes to do this mission thing, which the twist was super obvious, by the way. And her and her comrade decide on this really silly course of action that should never have worked. If this is how their army, you know, does business, no wonder they're losing ultimately. Because this, what they did at the end was just, yeah. Anyway, but it wasn't just that final bit that threw me off. Well, you know, all the actors and everybody involved were invested and engaged. You could tell they were really trying to do something here. They just hit the same old plot points with no deviation for originality or any other than the setup, that which was, like I said, kind of original. Everything else was pretty just straightforward, which turns this into a no-thrills, one-note situation. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And I'm going to lean on the side of no on this one, but it's not a strong no. I'll put this one right at a 50% on the Rotten scale. While the setup was cool, the dystopian environment and the action was okay. They even tried to throw in a few twists there, and all of that was fine, but the twists were too obvious, and the story never rises above the one note that they played at the very beginning, and the ending just felt forced to me. The ending should have been the mission. Spoiler free, but either you complete the mission or you don't and deal with the consequences. That's how the natural order of the story felt it should have gone in. That would have been way better. Still might not have been enough to actually make this a recommendation at almost 2 hours long. But then again, it wouldn't have been 2 hours long had they not tacked on that little 20 minutes. Again, I've said this before and I'll say it again for the new subscribers. Thank you very much. Let the story tell its story and end where it's supposed to end. We don't need you to force an ending on because that's how you want it to end. If the story doesn't go that way, or if you want it to go that way, then write it that way and shoot it that way. Don't force something in there that just doesn't fit. But again, it's not a terrible movie. It's okay. I mean, you could do worse, obviously. You can always do worse. But that's not a huge, like, again, that's not a ringing endorsement from me, but you might like it more than I did. I just don't want you to invest almost 2 hours and be super disappointed. So, as always, I'm just letting you know what you're in for. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out the Facebook, the Instagram, where I post all the posters and links and all that good stuff. And I also have a TikTok that I've been plugging for a few episodes now, where I do my Monday movie recommendations, and I'm adding another segment over there that you're not going to get here. What is that segment? I'm not going to tell you here, but again, you're going to have to go over there and get on that TikTok and follow that and see what it is I'm going to come up with. Once I get this move over with, I'm going to kick it into overdrive because I've been writing a lot of content and I need to make these things, and yeah. But anyway, thank you again. I appreciate you. Thank you to all the new subscribers. Thank you for everybody that's been rocking with me from the beginning. I appreciate you, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.